If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
106.5 The Edge.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Yes, it was exciting to play this at Wake Up Call Live.
Are you smarter than Katie?
I'll just let you do it. You know, it was fun to hear a whole theater shout that, but I got to be honest, my brain's still fried from Wake Up Call Live. Should have been there. It was a good time. Let's talk to Christina this morning. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning.
All right, jackpot is only $40. We're rebuilding. That money could be yours if you are smarter than Katie. I got five questions here. Dealing with news and pop culture, she has left the studio. Are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Question one. There's still confusion over whether or not the U.S. bombing of Iran's nuclear sites were effective, as President Trump says that they were completely obliterated, and news reports say otherwise. Well, now the International Atomic Energy Agency, the official word in the world, said that Iran can resume their nuclear program in a few months. So there you go. Nuclear bombs work by splitting what?
Atoms.
Question two. Beyonce had a terrifying experience in Houston over the weekend at one of her shows when the flying car that she sits in during the show, it moves around the arena, it malfunctioned. She kept her composure, but fans were screaming when it started tilting way too much. Spell the word composure.
C-O-M-P-O-S-U-R-E.
Question three. The Fast and Furious franchise is about to make its 11th, yes, 11th film. Vin Diesel confirmed that there is a plan to bring Paul Walker's character back through digital work and AI since Walker died in what year? 2013, 2015, or 2017?
2013.
Question four, Rob McElhenney from Always Sunny in Philadelphia has officially changed his name. He said it's something he's always wanted to do since people don't know how to pronounce or spell his last name, and Mac is just easier. So he changed his name to Rob Mac. Philadelphia is known as the city of brotherly what?
Love.
And question five, the trailer for the new Ryan Gosling movie, Project Hail Mary, just dropped, and the guys from the guys who made 21 Jump Street and all the Spider-Verse movies. It looks great. You can see it by texting the word Mary, M-A-R-Y, to 916-909-1065. In the movie, Ryan Gosling has to travel light years. One light year is 6 trillion miles. So if he travels 72 trillion miles, how many years is he traveling for?
72, 6 times 7 is 42. 432 trillion.
Okay.
Kevin? Light years.
Can you please go get Katie? And Christina, what do you do for a living?
I work for the DMV.
You work for the DMV?
I'm actually on my way to work. yeah, I do.
which DMV and what city?
I actually work at the headquarters in Sacramento on Broadway, so I am not in the field office, thank goodness.
Oh, headquarters.
Okay. Headquarters, good to know.
So is your job at headquarters just to make sure everybody at the field offices is not working too fast?
I'm screaming.
Yeah, we work really hard, but it's a lot of data entry. So.
I do. Every time I go to the DMZ, I know it's like
DMZ.
Everybody bitches about it and stuff like that. But I mean, you can just look around. You guys are hustling, you know?
So. Yeah, they are. They are for sure. I don't take it away from them what they do.
Right. All right, here we go. I'm going to put you on hold, Katie. You're up, okay? Question one. You know, there's still confusion over whether or not the U.S. bombing of the Iran nuclear sites was effective. But now we have an official word. The International Atomic Energy Agency, which monitors everything, they said Iran can resume their nuclear program in just a few months. So there we go.
I don't know if that, what does that mean, yes or no?
It was not effective. No, our bombing was not effective.
Okay.
Nuclear bombs work by splitting what?
Atoms?
I will accept that.
Okay.
Yes. Where's your ringy ding? There it is. Question two. Technically, it's the nucleus, but I'll accept that.
Oh, okay.
Question two. Beyonce had a terrifying experience in Houston over the weekend at one of her shows. So during the show, she sits in a flying car and it like travels around the arena.
Okay.
It malfunctioned and it started to lean and tilt really dramatically. She kept her composure and kept singing. I don't know how, but the audience was like, ah, like screaming.
Well, I'm sure.
Spell the word composure.
C-O-M-P-O-S-E-R.
C-O-M-P-O-S-U-R-E.
Oh.
Composure. Question three. You love the Fast and the Furious movies probably more than anybody I know.
Yeah, I've certainly never seen one.
And you're very excited for the 11th installment. Vin Diesel confirmed that they do have a plan to bring Paul Walker's character back.
We gotta leave him alone.
Because of AI.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Paul Walker died in what year? 2013, 2015, or 2017?
I'm gonna say 2013.
That is correct. Question four, Rob McElhaney from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He has officially changed his name.
Okay.
And he said it's something he's always wanted to do since people either don't know how to pronounce it or they don't know how to spell it. Because it is, when you look at it on paper, it's M-C-E-L-E-H-N-N-E-Y. It's like basically Gaelic.
Okay.
And he officially is just Rob Mac, M-A-C.
Okay.
Philadelphia is known as the city of brotherly what?
Love.
City of brotherly love. And question five, trailer for the new Ryan Gosling movie Project Hail Mary came out. It's from the guys who made the Spider-Verse movies. They're great. You can see it by texting Mary. In the movie, he has to travel light years. One light year is 6 trillion miles. So if he travels 72 trillion miles, how many years is he traveling for? Are you writing anything?
I am.
Oh, okay.
12.
Oh. Kevin.
See?
Wow.
I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
Queen of Division is what they call her around here. Christina, are you there?
I totally bombed the last one.
Yeah, you threw me for a loop. Your answer was so far off, I went back and reread it.
I was multiplying. I did not divide.
It's
so,
okay.
Yeah, I totally failed.
Final score, you both got 4.
Okay.
It's a tie.
It's a tie.
Ties go to Katie, though. Congratulations, Katie. We had $20 for the jackpot tomorrow. Christina, your job in the demilitarized zone. What do you want to tell us?
Today, I am just as smart as Katie.
That is right.
Just as smart as Katie is correct.